Adam, disappointing result for you guys, obviously. It makes it tough for the finals now.
Yeah, it makes it impossible. Yeah, so it would have been nice to win that. Obviously in a very good position to win it. Probably win it. You'd hope to win it 10 times out of 10, to be honest. So, yeah, it would have been nice going into the last three games with something to play for, but we don't have that now, unfortunately.
What did you think went wrong there towards the end?
Six runs between 16 and 19. I think we needed 18 off the last four overs or something, and yeah, just got ball pressure. Yeah, it got to us.
This is sort of, I guess, when you look at the season so far, the first 11 games, it's sort of almost a fitting way for your season to, I guess, officially. It's just been sort of like just haven't been able to get going, haven't
it? Yeah, our batting let us down tonight again, unfortunately. Yeah, I mean, feels like we've been in this position way too many times, and yeah, like, not much to say. When you need 18 off 24, you'd hope that even tail enders would be able to get that done. But yeah, look, bit of inexperience on our part. Yeah, some bad gamesmanship, and yeah.
The decision to leave Nathan Cavanaugh out, hindsight's a wonderful thing, but did possibly regret that, potentially given his batting at the lower order as well?
Yeah, maybe his batting would have been handy, but no, not really. I mean, 163, once a game situation comes down to 18 runs off 24 balls, you don't really consider that the change of team would have made much of a difference. You would hope that the onus is on the guys who got out before that and the guys who couldn't get it done at the end.
Third year in a row now, you're going to miss finals, I guess. What do you think needs to happen now at the club? Do you need to sort of really do a real forensic look at what's going wrong and, you know, sort of do a hard reset next year, or do you back in the squad as a whole, or is it a bit of both?
Yeah, look, I'm not... probably not one to comment on that, to be honest. Like, yeah. It's obviously three games to go and a really good opportunity for guys who might be off contract or on the brink of the team to get an opportunity and show their worth. Yeah, I mean, it was always going to be a tough season without the best player in the comp, and obviously Stoyne's been out quite a bit as well. So when you miss two experienced guys like that, it's a big loss. But, you know, I think we were good enough to make the finals this year at least. Good enough to win a game like that when you're in a situation. But, yeah, as I said, like, yeah, really disappointing. Would have been nice to be going into the last three games with at least a glimmer of hope.
The two sixes hitting the roof are a massive talking point. What do you make of that rule?
I reckon it should be one hand or something, one hand off the roof. Yeah, I don't know.
They said that in the commentary as well.
Did that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, why not? It's honestly a little bit bizarre that, like, they'd call it six when the ball goes straight up in the air. It's, as a bowler, you'd expect to deceive a batsman and at least be in a chance of getting a wicket. So, yeah, I don't know, maybe build the roof a bit higher.
Did Joe know the rule? Did he know that was a six?
I don't know. His reaction says so. Yeah, I think he was pretty chuffed once he saw it.
Is it a bit bizarre? Because, I mean, if this was the first derby a few weeks ago, I mean, those were probably only two catch chances. But because it's at this stage in their sixes,
yeah,
is that a bit weird from that perspective?
It is. Yeah, it is. It's when it happens. You know how lucky you are.
Like, yeah.
It's nothing about you know, like, getting on top of the bowler or anything like that. It's just pure luck.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, cheers, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.